Okay, so we're going to be looking at how you go about actually getting instrumentation set up for both code coverage and for profiling in a production application or a deployed application as opposed to just running it from Visual Studio. So the document that I want to refer you to before I show you how to do this is actually TechNote 1206, written by Ian Huff. This is actually going to have the steps that you're going to need to utilize in here, and you'll see them right down here. This is, in fact, what I'll be going through to show you how this works. In an existing system. Now, what you're going to need, I've got a couple different Visual Studio dialogs up here, is you're going to need access to the actual assemblies that you want to put instrumentation on. And notice this is job board logic DLL. This is actually the bin directory of my website. So what I want to be able to do is I want to instrument job board logic DLL here from the command line, and then I want to run the code coverage engine and get code coverage information while I'm just hitting the website. So essentially what I'm going to be doing is instrumenting this assembly. So let's go ahead and do that real quick. And you'll notice that's actually indicated over here in the steps, V-S-I-N-S-T-R. So I come in here, I say V-I-N-S-T-R. But this right here, notice that's the command to actually instrument the assemblies. Those commands are actually located in a directory under Program Files, Microsoft Visual Studio 8, Team Tools, Performance Tools. Now, in order for this to work, you got a couple different options. First off, you can actually instrument the assembly and to deploy the instrumented assembly out there as part of some sort of deployment process. Or you'll need to actually have, and in any case, you're going to need to have on that machine that you want to gather the code coverage or profile information on, you're going to need to install Visual Studio Team Edition for software developers or Team Edition for software testers so that you have the appropriate tools to gather the instrumentation. So let me go ahead and set up the instrumentation. I'll say V-I-N-S-T-R. Then I need to go ahead and say /coverage. If you don't do the /coverage, it's going to assume that you want to actually do profiling on that particular assembly. So there's two different ways to instrument. So I'll say V-S-I-N-S-T-R coverage, and then the name of the assembly that I want to actually instrument. Go into bin and just say job board logic DLL. Hit enter there. It's going to go and instrument that for me. So now if I come out here to that directory and I say dir, you'll see that I have job board logic DLL. Notice how it's bigger now. It actually doubled in size. And there's a job board logic DLL.orig. So when you do the instrumentation, it actually backs up the original file. Okay? So now job board logic DLL is instrumented for code coverage. Now what I need to do is actually go about turning this on so that I can gather the code coverage information while I'm running my application. So looking over here at the notes that's in the tech note, first thing you're going to see is you're going to have to do this VS perf CLR ENV global trace on. I've already done that because it requires a reboot, and I don't want to have to actually go ahead and reboot right now. So keep in mind, you need to do this command first, and you would do that from this dialog here. It's actually in this directory as well. So you would run VS perf CLR ENV from this command line here and tell it global trace on, and then you would reboot your machine. Then you instrument your assemblies. Then essentially all you have to do is do this VS perf mod. I'm going to actually do a slightly different version of it for my purposes. Let's go back over here. I'm going to say VS perf CMD, and you can see that there's a lot of different options for this command here. All right, so there's a lot of different capabilities. All of that's there in the help. I'm going to go ahead and say that I want to start it in coverage mode, right? And then just to make sure I don't get any of my syntax wrong, you can specify my output here as well. And then notice user. I'm going to have to actually type in a user account here as well. This needs to be the account ID under which your ASP.NET Worker process runs. In my case, I'm running as network service. So I'm going to come back over to my command prompt, go ahead and paste this in. Okay. So I'm going to specify an output file of mytestrun.coverage. Right? So that's going to be a coverage file that I create off my D drive and user network service. So I'm just going to go ahead and kick that off. Now, at this point in time, everything's just hunky-dory, and I just go out now and go to my website. Let's go ahead and do a search jobs link over here. I'm actually hitting my website at this point in time. As I hit my website and interact with it, behind the scenes, the code coverage instrumentation is taking place. So I'll hit my little search button here. My search is going to go out. Search for jobs in C#. I'll go to view details, see the details of that. All of those activities are going on. Now, in order for the code coverage information to get collected appropriately, you have to stop the running application that you were using. So if this was a Windows application, you would just shut it down. But since we're doing ASP.NET, it's a little bit trickier than that. I need to actually do an IIS reset stop to stop the running application. Once the running application is stopped, then I can go ahead and stop the coverage engine. So I'll say VS perf CMD shutdown. Going to go ahead and shut down the monitor now. And if I go look at my D drive, we're going to see that we have a mytestrun.coverage file. I've got Visual Studio opened up here, so I'm just going to go grab that file and open that up in Visual Studio. And you'll see that it opens up in a code coverage results window. Drill down, go to job board logic, and you'll see that I have code coverage data. All right, and I got this code coverage data from a machine that did not have to have Visual Studio on it. Now, in my case here, I have Visual Studio, but I'm doing everything through the command line. I'm actually interacting with Visual Studio except to view the results. There are command line tools as well for looking at the results, but it's a lot easier to then just take that file, because it's just this one file here, copy it down to a developer's machine, and allow them to look at the code coverage results. Now, if you want to do profiling of the application, get profiling statistics, you can do sampling your instrumentation. I'm going to kind of walk you through the instrumentation process. And it's essentially identical. And in fact, if you look at the documentation that I was reading here in the tech note, this was actually about profiling. I just simply adapted it for code coverage. So it's the exact same steps, with the difference being how you actually run the tracing against that application and how you do the instrumentation. So what I'm going to do is go into my job board test site, and let's go ahead and get rid of job board logic DLL. Let's go ahead and put the original assembly back out there, right? Job board logic DLL. And now I need to re-instrument that, and I also need to restart IIS. So let's go ahead and restart IIS. Let's re-instrument that now, so I'll go find my VSINSTR. But instead of instrumenting for code coverage, I'll just go ahead and get rid of that part of it. Hit enter. It's going to go ahead and instrument that now, but now it's going to be instrumented not for code coverage. It's going to be instrumented to actually go through and do profiling at this point in time. So again, I can just go through here, find my start that I did, and now the difference is I don't want to do this coverage option. So instead of doing coverage, I can simply back up all through here and type in trace. So I'm going to go ahead and instead of also don't want to have this be coverage, you go ahead and change this to VSP. So I've got now, I'm calling the same command as I did before, but instead of doing start coverage, I'm doing start trace, and I'm going to reset my output to be this VSP file. Okay, so that's going to be my profile. And essentially now I just go ahead and hit enter again. Okay. At this point in time, I do the exact same thing. I go out to my web application. So I can make over here, come to my web application, go ahead and search jobs again. So I've recycled IIS at this point in time, so it takes a little bit there to come back. Hit C#, hit search there, go ahead and hit the search piece. Go ahead and click view details, all of that good, wonderful stuff. Now I come back, same exact process, right? So IIS reset / stop, and then I go through and actually shut down the perfcmd. So VS perfcmd, waiting for that to finish stopping. And then I simply say shut down. That point in time, come back over here, go to my D drive, and notice that I have a VSP file. For those of you that actually use the profiling, you realize that that's actually a Visual Studio profiling file. You would then just simply open it up in Visual Studio and start analyzing that. Now, if you'd like to get additional information on Visual Studio Team System, there's a couple of resources for you. Obviously, the product homepage on msdn.microsoft.com is a great place to start. When you go to the Visual Studio Team System homepage, you're going to have information about how to learn it, how to try it, how to buy it. One great thing to do is to actually go underneath the download sections over on the left. That's going to take you to a page. It's going to have information on what you can actually download. If you go down, there's actually going to be the option for trial software. And notice here under the popular downloads, there's actually a Visual Studio 2005 Team Suite Trial Edition. And there's also Team Foundation Server Trial Edition that you can download. That allows you to test all of the client functionality for 180 days before trying to determine, do you need a particular Team Edition? Do you want Team Suite? What do you actually need to support your development processes in your organization? So that's a very great resource for you. There's also another great resource, Team System Rocks. The Team System Rocks page here, let me actually navigate to the homepage, actually has a Team System news blog, which kind of keeps you up to date on the latest stuff going on with Team System. If you navigate to the tutorials, that's actually going to have tutorial videos that you can watch that have a lot of information about the different features. So notice the ones over here on the left are very short, you know, sometimes 1 or 2 minutes or less. The ones over here on the right are much longer videos. So you'll see 15-minute videos, 24-minute videos on specific topics. So this is a secondary resource you can use as well. So keep both of those in mind as you're trying to learn more about Team System.